Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
To Nobody Panic. I mean, there's 100,000 people here at Wembley. Welcome to Nobody Panic. Thank you so much for joining us and in your ears as well. It's so weird doing a live one. I always feel really embarrassed. Like, I want to be looking here and I'm looking there. Anyway, I want to first thank the wonderful Altitude London, who are hosting this brilliant bar with like 360 degree views of London. Isn't it swanky? It's so swanky. And also The Economist, who are sponsoring the entire event. You are. Please take their magazines. I can see some of you already have. And also Own Tampons, who have, apparently, someone didn't get a tampon, and Own Tampons have got tampon tote bags, tampons inside, some Christmas socks from Tessa,
yes.
Correct? And
Christmas socks.
They're great. A lady didn't get one, and she asked a man, sorry, can I have your tampons? He went, no. And I love whoever that is. Solidarity to you.
If you would like more tampons, there's more tampons.
There's more tampons,
there's
guys.
There's no more socks, so you have to sort of fight for them.
Fight
but
for the
otherwise
sock.
Otherwise, there's loads more tampons.
And if you're listening, my hood keeps falling down. But also, if you're... Oh, my God.
I think let it go.
Oh, let it go. If you're listening, we have a lovely buffet, and that's... Everyone here has been enjoying the buffet. I've been enjoying the buffet. It's been provided to you by Half Bite Tibbetts in... Is it the amazing vegan vegetarian restaurant? Is it a particular one, Tom, or is it just all of Tibbetts? All of Tibbetts!
They've come from across the globe.
And also Amy Coates.
Who's my sister, who's made the vegan sausage rolls.
So great. So great.
And at the end, there's also mince pies and some cupcakes.
Yes, and in your tampon bags, there's more. In your tampon bags, there's like a discount thing to plate in Shoreditch. You get £10 off. It's £10, unlimited, I'm going to say, wings?
And ribs.
Ribs, wings and ribs.
Given the success of the vegan sausage rolls, I feel like...
They're going to be desperate for some ribs later. Yes.
If that's not your vibe, give it to somebody who loves some ribs.
Oh, what a great Christmas present. But yeah, I think that's all of my thank yous.
Yes, I'd like
thank
to
you, say, Tessa.
Thank you, Stevie.
You weren't going to thank me, were you?
No. But yeah, I want to say thank you all for looking so amazing. Everyone looks exquisite. There's
so Christmassy.
There's reindeer ears. There's a lady who's dressed as some mistletoe. Everyone looks beautiful. And also to Altitude for having us, because when I walked in, I had like an immediate sort of visceral like PTSD, and I was like, oh, I've catered here. Like, I was like, oh, I've worked here. And years ago, I worked at an event.
What was the event?
Technology of the future.
Of course. Very you.
As we all know, everyone, that's what my thesis is in. No, I was on snacks. I was on catering.
Of course.
But it's thrilling to be back here as the hostess. Look, it's about me.
It is. And Tessa, if you're listening at home, has bought us essentially the outfits from the poster from White Christmas. But the only problem is that the fur comes off. It's like white trim. And it comes off in your drink. It comes off in your mouth. I've ate all of it. That's essentially what I've been doing with my evening. But let's go straight into adult things, because we've collected adult things. Now, we can't read everyone's out, because then we'd be here for an hour. But we're going to read a few out, and then we're going to pick one out, and they're going to win a Von Chef brushed gold and green cocktail set with martini glasses. Yes, there were two more things, and they haven't arrived. Okay. Do you have some good ones?
Yes, I'm just really excited by this one. I read the Marie Kondo book on tidying and decluttered my room.
Yeah.
Oh, did you write that?
No.
Oh, hello. Washed my 3 fave pairs of jeans ahead of my trip to France tomorrow. Just drop that in. So they're nice and crisp.
Oh, walked into this swanky building, even though I felt intimidated. We all did. We all did.
Altitude London, everybody. Spent Sunday afternoon batch cooking for the week. Batch cooking. I didn't realise that was a verb. I love it.
Yeah. Like the wrestlers do, you know.
They batch cook.
Oh, yes. You like...
They just make a big Tupperware.
Yeah, you make,
and
you
then
like,
start the week.
You literally like blend a chicken and then you just eat that.
Wrestle with it.
You know, you put it in Tupperware and you're like, this is me for weeks and weeks.
For protein.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I've seen a documentary.
Okay, this is quite a really personal one. Decided to break things off with a guy I've been seeing instead of giving in to the pressures of cuffing season.
Yes, that's good.
I won't ask who it was, but ooh, nice one. Good work.
Posted a gift to my godson already, well done, in Manchester, so it will actually arrive before Christmas.
And you've got a godson.
Yes.
If anyone wants to be my godson, then... Actually, the guy that said yes to tampons, can he be my godson? I'd like that.
I drank whiskey and enjoyed it. Oh, no, wait, and then they put question mark? Did I?
This is a work-based one, which is fun. And explain to someone at work why... I like how I say, explain to someone in brackets at work why they didn't get promoted. Imagine if it was your family. explain to someone at work why they didn't get promoted and what to improve on for next year. I'm their manager, sad face. Oh, it's hard being an adult. But well done, whoever that was.
Oh, God, I've got one of these. Had brunch with my much older and much more successful cousin. Ugh. And I wasn't intimidated by her for the first time in my life. Yes. I've got a successful cousin.
Amazing.
Are you listening? No, of course you're not.
That was much rawer than I thought.
It really came out there.
So biting. This is one that's very close to my heart. I got paid for my first freelance writing job. How cool is that?
Yay!
It's not me.
You don't have to say if you don't want to.
Pumped up girlfriend's bike tires. Okay. No.
That's lovely. Have you ever tried to pump up your own tires?
So nice.
It's a real chore.
That's so nice. Pumped up. Pumped up girlfriend's bike tires, brackets, they were flat. That is
you need to know.
That is so
otherwise,
nice.
I've never done this one, and every night I wish I had made it to the gym before work and then showered and made the train on time to work. Oh, that's a lot of bitterness. It does get you. I understand why, but it really comes out with you, doesn't it?
Told my manager at work I was being mistaken for a senior member of the team. Very scary and very adult. Well done, you.
I went through my sock drawer and threw away all my holy tights, my sacred tights.
Yes.
I love that.
I called the AA when my car broke down.
That's what you're supposed to do, but also great.
Well.
You own a car. Well done.
And I opened an ISA. Yes.
Okay, right. We are going to do last two because otherwise everyone gets very weighed down by how adult everything is. Okay. Oh, this is great. Booked my first ever electrician. Sounded like it was to be sung.
And then let's put them in because I can't bear to choose. So we'll just put them in and say what you suggested is back.
Yeah, we're just going to do out the hat. Tessa thought we should pick the best adult thing and then give them the prize.
I immediately regret. Like, I'm sorry.
That's going to be awful.
I'm sorry. Oh, no,
I can't read the writing. I'm so sorry I can't read your writing, but I'm sure it was really, really adult. See, okay, last one.
Took the hit and cleaned the mold from our bathroom sink.
Was it hashtag boyfriend of the year there? Right, okay. Sure. No, we're going to do the raffle.
Okay.
Oh, I know you're desperate.
I tried to think. Wait a second. Is this true? Is this true?
She doesn't know yet.
I faced my fear of potentially being eliminated in week 1 and applied to the Bake Off. Is that true? This is my sister's.
Who was this?
My sister's writing.
Oh, that's why. I was like, why are you asking someone if it's true? They don't know what you're talking about.
I'm so excited.
Amy, well done. Do the vegan sausage roll. Cake. Oh, she should. She's so talented at most things, actually.
I'm going to keep it down in there.
Should we do
the raffle at the end?
No, we're doing it now.
Oh, Jesus.
We're doing it now. Everyone listening at home, you can't. Oh, Tessa, just hold the hat. Oh, this is... We're so high-pitched, aren't we? It's just awful. It will calm down once we've... Right. Okay, right. So I'm going to pick. And then whoever's adult thing it is, you have to put your hand up. Unless you don't want a cocktail maker because you already have one. Or it's really embarrassing as an adult thing. You've got to weigh it up.
Yeah, it's like... Okay. Finally cleared up my herpes. And everyone's like...
Okay. Oh, no, I've already said this one. You know what? It doesn't matter, because they're going to get it anyway. No, they're going to get it anyway. Wait, no, this is... Oh, this is...
That?
Yes. Right, okay. This one wins. The one where she washed her favourite pairs of jeans, and because they're nice and crisp, because she's going to France. Who is it? You. Yay. I'm going to wait. Hang on there.
She's already going on holiday. No, well done. Well done.
Things I didn't plan for.
Crispy jeans.
Okay.
No, have a wonderful time.
Tessa, do you have an adult thing so we can settle ourselves?
No,
okay. Mine's this party.
Yeah.
Okay, now we'll just move on.
We're so excited you're here because Stevie says she thought we should do this about a week ago and I was like, okay, that's a terrible idea.
Yeah.
I think I did actually.
No, you did,
But you're all here and we can't believe it and it's such a pleasure.
It's overwhelming, actually.
It's such a pleasure to do this.
Oh, Tessa's crying. For those back home, Tessa's had a breakdown. Right, so the episode is How to Survive Christmas and we've like split it up into really chilled out categories that we're going to be going through. So also what's great, and I didn't realise I'd done this, I've just read it back right now, is... I've put post-casual chat point. Christmas can be stressful. Post-casual chat point? I've never... That's disgusting. Right, no, but I do think this is true. So we are going to talk about various, like, just various areas of surviving Christmas. But one of the main things I find is that Christmas is supposed to be this most fun thing in the whole world. It's the joyous time of giving and receiving and loving. And if you're not having a nice time, like if you're ill, or if you're just like a bit sad, or if you're just like not feeling it, there's so much pressure to be like, I'm living my best life. Do you not feel?
100%. It's the epitome of like organized fun. It's
like this party.
Yes. It's like you've been told you have to have a nice time, you have to be at this thing, and also it's like it's the most magical day of the year. 93 sleeps until Christmas, you know, and we've been planning it all year round, and then always, regardless of how magical it is, it can
you get
only...
some white trim in your eye. You can't see it.
And we all have to go to A&E. Are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine now. I can't see, but it's fine.
I think it's
right.
Like when you were a kid and you could see the Christmas presents under the tree, or the like feeling your stocking with your toe, like when it was on the end of the bed and you woke up on Christmas morning, or all of those sort of things, they are the most exciting bit, the like anticipation bit.
Yes.
And nothing really on the day is ever as exciting.
Like it's fun in the morning, but then like 4 p.m., you're like, okay, done now.
Yeah. Like, so it's the build up that's the magical bit, and that's the bit that we shouldn't, you know.
Which is why I think this whole thing about like, oh, Christmas is coming too soon, oh, it's too early, I think is bullshit, because I think like you actually should enjoy Christmas the whole of December, because that's what Christmas is. That's like, it's not the day. I mean, it is the day. Technically, he was born on that day. But he was all, there was a lot of like build up to him being born. That's not about that. I don't know why I've brought him into it. Like, constantly doing that. Post-chat point, him. Oh, Lord. No, it's fine. We'll skip over that. How to Survive Christmas with him. We'll just do that. The first one we've got, though, is how to survive Christmas when your family get on your tits. So, we were talking about how to survive Christmas when your family are getting on your nerves. Because I think that's a part of it. You go home and you're like, Christmas! And you're like, oh, yes, I have to spend it with these people. And sometimes, great. Sometimes, don't know, racist? Like, can be hard. Brexit's happening, that's hard.
Yes. Yeah. Well, let's talk about Brexit.
Oh. Oh, not again.
Thank you for bringing it up, Steve.
No.
Let's make this point number one, because there is no way any of us are getting through Christmas lunch without somebody referencing Brexit.
Or Trump.
Or Trump, or Theresa May, or anything awful that's happening, or anything. And I was thinking about this the other day, and I was like, I'm pretty sure every time it comes up in conversation, nobody ever really sits down and is like, guys,
talking about Brexit. You know, it always just gets there accidentally.
Yes, and then suddenly you're in the conversation.
Like, how did we get here? So like someone says, oh, they saw a funny thing on the news, or they make, it always starts with like a little joke, or like, oh, they saw a funny meme. But now we're thinking about Theresa May, and now we're all sad, and now we're talking about Brexit.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
And so I think what you've got to try and do is when you even hear a hint of, you just got to be on your guard.
Yeah, for words like trigger words like Downing Street.
Yeah. So any sort of pre-Brexit chat, even if it was totally unreferenced.
I could only think of Downing Street. But like, it's the only one.
Anything. Even someone saying they're going on holiday to France. Everyone's like, fantastic, more sausage? Like, don't even think about France, because then we'll think about Europe, and then we'll think about Brexit. You know?
Right.
So like, it's a slippery slope, so you've got to catch it.
You've got to catch it while it's hot, yeah. And I think as well, that comes into the whole, like, don't try and fix anybody. I read about this. Don't, like, so if you've got a member of your family, it tends to be, for me, it's extended family. Actually, you know what? They're all great, but there is actually a couple of members of my extended family, namely my 91-year-old grandma. She's not the most liberal. She does say things, and you're like, I just can't respond. But I've started to just not try. So like, I'm not going to talk about the actual topics because it's not nice. It's just not nice. She doesn't listen. Hello, Grandma. I love you very much. You're doing really well. But
she's just of a different time.
Such a different time to everyone else at the table. But what I've tried to do, and last year I did it, is that, like, for example, like, you know, I cut my hair short. She's like, oh, your hair's disgusting. Everyone around kind of, like, crumples in half and is like, oh, Chris, you can't say... Her name's Chris Martin. It literally is. Chris, you can't say that. And then I've decided that I'm not going to fix her. And that's the tip of, like, don't try and fix the person, like, accept them. So I'm just like, oh, you think... So I just, like, was doing a deep dive into why she thought my hair was horrible. And then afterwards, oh, it was so sweet. Afterwards, on the way home, I got this text being like, I just wanted to say it. I don't think your hair's horrible. I think you look lovely with whatever. Clearly, my auntie had been really going in hard. Like, you are. But I think you have to, like, accept that there's going to be... You can probably pick out the people at the table who are going to be difficult. And just be like, cool.
Yeah.
My uncle said a weird thing again. That's fine. He's Uncle Weird.
Exactly.
We all knew that. Give him, like, a nickname in your head.
Be ready for, you know, grandma or your auntie to be like, oh, you, this looks cheap.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This looks cheap, and you're still single.
Yeah.
Like, yes.
Have you got a job, or?
You got a job? Got a good job?
A job.
Get off me, auntie.
You're quite fat, aren't you? Yeah. So, you know, if you...
I feel awful now.
Identify who that problem person is.
And if it's Tessa.
It's me. And just, like, be ready for it, let it wash over you, and then just be like, okay, like,
cool.
Just let it go. Like, because if you try and explain it or rationalise or be like, you know, any sort of like, let's discuss how that made me feel, is going to end bad.
No one wants that.
It's not
when you're drunk at a table, Christmas table, when you're drunk on a table. No, when everyone's like, and someone's like, excuse me, I just think that's really, like, difficult. And everyone just goes, stop, please. Can you just stop?
Yeah.
It's Christmas.
And I...
It's not the time.
Met some fantastic ladies that read tarot, of course. And I met them at the Cheltenham Literary Festival. Any questions? And, but they were saying that when any time anybody, particularly like if a man says something, or your weird uncle, you know, says like, well, women shouldn't be allowed in the boardroom, you know, whatever your weird uncle
sure.
wants to say, you, rather than arguing or anything, you can just look on one side and be like, gosh, what an extraordinary thing to say. And then
I think you do that so well. I would not be able to do that. You blink as well, like, gosh, I couldn't get away with gosh. I think you can, like, insert your own, like, good lord, like,
yeah,
that's another Tessa one. So
practice on the drive to, or Christmas, or whenever people are arriving, have a practice, be like, what am I going to say when people, you know, come
yes.
at me with their...
My thing was often some people might think like that. That's always what I say, and then they're going to go, yeah, and then they can't say anything back.
Yeah.
That's a serious one. It wasn't a funny one.
Okay. Yeah,
serious. I was serious.
I believe that you think that.
That's quite sassy, though. I'm saying, like,
too sassy.
For the people that don't want the sass,
no.
You can just go like, yeah,
right,
sure,
in,
people do think that, and then just change the topics.
Yeah.
If they're like, yeah, I mean, I'm not going to... I keep going to say... you can't... I'm not going to say any of them.
And there'll be stuff around the... there'll always be stuff near you.
Just pick up and start talking about?
Yeah. Yeah, basically.
Shin, isn't it?
Yeah. That's it. So when they say, I'm serious.
I believe you think that gin.
Yeah. Well, then ask me a question about the gin, or offer me the gin, or, you know.
Okay. Oh, as in, like, oh, would you like my gin?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Would you like another Quality Street?
Understand.
Racist Uncle Tony? Like, yes. Just like distract.
It is often an uncle,
distract,
isn't it? But that's all the time.
The on the room.
Have an ally. I don't like, the word ally kind of annoys me a little bit, but there's always like maybe a cousin or a sibling who you can both be like, oh, he's off again, or she's off one. You know, not off one, you know? You know that phrase?
Why not? Yeah.
You know the phrase? And if that's not anyone in the room, if you are fully isolated on that, then you can, I find friends who are also having a time, and then you can just WhatsApp each other rants, like, yeah. Can't believe this! And then it just gets it all out.
Get it out somewhere.
Because don't
else.
Get it out over the turkey, get it out with someone else, yes. I think is their thing.
Absolutely. And on the topic of the turkey, oh. They're like, the kitchen is obviously a very stressful time.
Yes.
There is hula hoops today because there's this fantastic Christmas episode of The Royal Family where they only get the turkey out at like 1 o'clock and it's frozen and then they have to put it in the bath. The Royal Family is in the comedy show, not...
The Monarchs.
I'm sure the Monarch has got it under control. Someone else is defrosting
the
turkey.
Yes.
What's her name? Who died?
Carolina Hearn.
Carolina Hearn is crying because she just wants a Nigella Christmas. And the turkey's in the bath and everything's ruined. And then first on the schedule is hula hoops and mingling, which is you've smashed through that part of the schedule so well done. But the kitchen is obviously so stressful because everybody wants everything to be perfect.
Yes.
And timing is so tricky because everything's cooking at a different time and it's hot. And you
so
know,
if you can't help, stay out.
If you can't help, stay out. And if you can help,
Yeah.
So I'm saying
I'm doing my popping in. Sorry, I'm so sorry.
Please get in my kitchen.
Okay.
What I was trying to say is like be as calm as that you know as you possibly can.
Yes.
And if you are the cook yourself, try and get. It's hard. You feel so angry with everyone else for like not enjoying the thing that you've made. But just like
it feels like this is a thing.
Just try and sort of. Step back a bit. Well, I realised that like I'm not allowed to cook on Christmas Day because I can't, and I burn everything. And so I'm the entertainment officer, kill a surprise. And then every year I like make a really elaborate quiz or something, and people don't actually like it very much. But like, so I realised that like, was I actually making this quiz for them or was I making it for me? And the answer was me. Like I make a
quiz for yourself.
Yeah, sure. But I was like, okay. But don't be cross when people don't want your quiz.
Absolutely.
Be like, what would they actually like and try and...
So, like, have an ally, but if you make them a quiz, don't be mad at them.
That's correct.
Yes, okay.
That's the stuff.
Good, take home.
Sort of like, let it go and wonder, you know, it's very easy to be like, oh, me, like, everyone's being awful to me, but it's like, hey, let it go. Like, what do other people need?
Yes, of course. You know? Obviously, everyone's drunk. Everyone doesn't want to... People do want to be there, but after about 6 hours... Do we? You know, I'm just asking. I'm asking the question.
Let's talk these truths.
Do we want to be there? I also came up, because I think we did something when we were the Debrief podcast, and we did something about surviving Christmas, and I remember being like, just go and have a nap. And I, like, if you're staying at someone else's house, and you were like, don't just go and have, you have to help. But I think there are possibly ways that you can do, so if you feel like it's kind of getting on top of you, so you can, like, take the dog for a walk if you have a dog. If you don't, that's very obvious. Or, like, go, like, offer to pop to the shop and get stuff. Like, go for a walk.
Yes.
Organise something before you go home for Christmas with friends. So you can be like, oh, no, I'm unfortunately engaged on that day.
Yes.
So you can actually do something that's not just sitting in the house for, like, a week and a half. This is for people, I guess, who are going home. Because, I mean, I suppose, like, if you just live at home, then that's fine. It's just, like, a normal day. but it's quite a change to go home and then be like, oh, God, I've got, like, 14 days here.
Who is the, this is a lot of work from you here, who is the famous, thinker, but he's alive?
Socrates, oh. I caught myself.
He's, like, quite up himself. And
I don't want to guess now.
Like, thank you. Yes. Alan de Botton. Botton?
Botton? Botton?
Alan. Alan tweeted last Christmas or the Christmas before. Did everyone see it? Yeah, there was a nodding of like people like, yes. He tweeted something like, some of us on Christmas Day like are just thinking so hard. Like, we're not just sitting on the sofa doing nothing. Of course we can't unload the dishwasher. We're thinking. And like everyone was like, Alan.
Get out. Get in the bin, Alan.
That's the thing about, like, you know, if you're going to need to pop off, but, like, just unload the dishwasher or, like, just do something quickly and help, and then you're free to do your thing. So it isn't Alan's napping
again.
Don't
just disappear. No, but I just mean, like...
I'm really bringing the tone of my Christmas here.
And I mine. No, I just mean, like, you know, just give yourself space so you don't explode at people for no reason. If you can feel it building up, do something about it. guys.
Absolutely.
That's my thoughts. Do you have any more thoughts about surviving Christmas when your family getting your tits, Tessa?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Mine is just about if anybody here is having Christmas with their partner for the first time this year or multiple,
multiple partners. It's all fine. Everyone's welcome at the party.
And bringing their polygamous lovers to Christmas Day. Fine. Chris Martin would be fine.
She would be not fine with that.
Not fine. So if anybody is bringing, either going to their partners for Christmas or having their partner at Christmas, or they do that multiple times, like just be, or if this is, you know, you're well, you know, it's not your first rodeo. Beginners or whatever.
Sounds like a sex thing. Like, it's how you're making it.
People having Christmas with their partner's family for the first time. If you are going to somebody else's house, just be sort of aware of like their customs and their stuff and their traditions.
Yeah,
and
be like, what's that?
Yeah,
like,
I think you just have to sort of like get on board a bit, and even when it looks crap, be like, absolutely lovely, thank you.
Is there an Arrested Development episode where like he goes to her and they're having like full like Christian Carol Christmas?
Yeah.
And he's like so fine with it, but then he has to leave because it's too much. That's when you do the leave and give yourself space.
Yes. So like, but just try your best to like, now's not the time to bring, you know. And if you are, it's difficult. You want to share because like you are obviously in competition with like your partner's mum or dad or grandma, who they want their child, and you want your partner. And
oh Lord, okay. is this a sex thing?
It was just in a lot.
It's just
of the
time, like it's like, oh, you know, yes, I see what, like, what you mean.
When people go home for Christmas, they are both, they are a child again, and it's hard to be a child and also the, you
know, a lover.
A lover.
It's hard to be a child or a lover. That's what I want everyone to remember.
Read it in the recommendations from a therapist, okay?
It was good stuff, mate.
Was it on ChristianChristmas.com? Yes, okay. That's not the point. It was one of the recommendations, and I thought it was a good thing because
it is interesting. Yes. In terms of time, yes, because they want their son or daughter, and you want your lover.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm joking, but I get it.
Yeah, and it's hard to sort of go back to the family homestead and, you know,
bang away. Have Christmas when you're banging. That's the next one. I thought that was a good point.
Thank you, Phoebe. And my very last thing is
in capitals, one, don't guess.
Don't guess. Don't guess is because once at my friend Phoebe's, they had a big family do, and there was lots of people there. And when it was sort of winding down, Phoebe came back in the living room and was like, "Oh God, like Uncle Terry's just, you know, really upset me or something." And her dad was like, "Oh, because of the cooking." And she was like, "No." And then.
Don't guess.
And then he went, because of the hair. And you're like, don't guess. Because now I know the things that you're thinking. So don't guess.
Don't guess.
And our family had to introduce, everyone's very opinionated in my house. Kel, surprise. And so people just join in with their opinions. And so we had to introduce the wafting to me. If people were discussing something and you wanted to share your opinion, you had to waft. Stevie, do you have anything to say?
And so like, if you were finished, then could you waft away?
No, no one ever wafts away.
Okay.
No one's ever funny. People were like, ask me what I think. Oh, we realised everyone just like shouts what they think all the time.
Wow.
So we had to introduce that.
Maybe take that for yourselves. How to survive Christmas on your own, which we have somebody called Genevieve. Is Genevieve here? No, she's probably not.
She's on her own.
No, she's here, but she's Australian.
Oh, sorry.
So Genevieve emailed in, and she's Jessica. She's an Australian who has been living here for like several years. And she reckons that like Christmas is on your own, away from family, get like quite a bad rep, but sometimes they can be quite, in her words, good crack. So I did some looking, and a lot of the articles about how to have Christmas on your own are just really depressing. And it's like, they don't have to be, but then there's one really good one on BuzzFeed. So do actually look at that if you know somebody else who's having Christmas alone. Because obviously if you're having it alone for like a very sad or shit reason, then that is sad, and we can't like make that not sad. But there are things that I feel like I'm really bringing the tone down. But anyone listening who is surviving Christmas on their own, they'll be happy for this tone,
absolutely.
I think.
There'll be gravitas it deserves.
Yeah, please. Thank you. So there were some tips that, I mean, I can race through them because I feel quite...
No, don't.
Okay, I'll take my time. So there are some tips that about like the actual day, because I think around it is fine because you've got like, there's so much going on in the lead up, the parties, and there's so many parties. I've been to, this is my first party and my only party of Christmas. But
this is our work Christmas do, so thanks for coming.
But yeah, like there's so much stuff in the lead up, but on the actual day, I'd find it difficult to figure out what to do on the actual day because everything's closed. Like, what do you do? So I was looking at like, people that I know who've had Christmas on their own and had a good time, and so I compiled a small list, which was have a plan, because if you wing it, then you'll wake up and be like, oh no, I don't know what to do, and then you might feel sad. Do something totally different. A friend of ours once worked in a soup kitchen at Christmas, and it's gone so quiet and it's been so rowdy, but if you're listening at home, like, everyone's very rowdy at this too. We're all with you. If you love, like, obviously if the thought of doing Christmassy stuff makes you feel really, really happy, then just absolutely go mad with all the Christmas stuff. But if you don't and you kind of feel a bit sad about it, then do something that you've been looking forward to that you couldn't do because of your job, or you couldn't do, like, I don't know, someone said here, like, have a big clean out. I was like, oh, I don't know. Not sure about that. If that floats your boat, please do. But also, like, Skype is your friend. Yeah. Like, Skype people. If you're like, I don't want to Skype people because there's loads of Christmas stuff and I don't want to have a Christmas thing, do like a hobby thing that you love doing but you never get a chance to do.
I would say that maybe if you're religious or not, that the religious stuff might be your friend if you're on your own, because that's
go to mass.
There's mass. You could probably sit in the church all day. Like, there's, you know, stuff. There's stuff.
Tip two,
happening.
Sit in a church all day. Also, Woody, there are park runs on Christmas Day.
Yeah, there's...
sounds mad, but I'm actually quite up for it.
If you start Googling in your area, like, there will be things to do.
Yeah, definitely. And also, I remember when I was a waitress and I would always work Christmas Eve and Boxing Day, but not Christmas Day. And loads of my friends worked Christmas Day because they were, like, Brazilian or Australian or from New Zealand. And they had, like, the best times. Yeah. I think, don't as well, if you've got a job that you could work at, and it's kind of like a quite fun atmosphere, then, like, absolutely do that.
When I was a teenager and they said, did I want to work Christmas Eve? I mean, Christmas Day. I was like, are you high? Like,
and they were a cool teenager.
Sorry. Yeah, sure. I obviously didn't say that. I said no. But gosh, no! Extraordinary thing to say. They asked me that, and I remember them saying in the restaurant, like, actually, people really like, everybody's already signed up to work Christmas Day, like, people like to do it. And I was like, that's baffling to me. But now, as I'm older, I'm like, I 100% get it.
Yeah, but even like then, they had all these like photos, and then afterwards, they all went for like a big drink, and you're like a lock in. It's like, oh.
Yeah,
nice.
You're in like a gang, and you're fine. And I think even if you are on your own or if you're in a different city, like, reach out to people, even if you're like, oh, no one would want to share their Christmas. Like, we're probably of an age, especially if you haven't got any small children of your own or in the family to like make magical Christmas for. Everyone's sort of like, come around, get drunk. Like, let's just, you know, wade in. I don't think we're sort of at an age where it's like, yeah, I brought my friend.
Yes,
like,
yes.
So tell people that you're on your own and like say, please
broadcast it.
Let people know.
I didn't actually do good research here because I forgot about this, but isn't there a comedian who does like a alone at Christmas thing that's really nice? It's like a hashtag.
The level of forgetting from me. Thank you, everyone.
Sarah Milliken. What's the hashtag, Rachel? We'll know.
Join in. Hashtag
join in. Hashtag join in.
Is that right?
Something like that. Look at Sarah Milliken's page.
So Sarah Milliken, the wonderful comedian, does a like Christmas where she, for people who are on their own or especially people who are like having a rough Christmas this year, it's like, hey, if you don't want to be by yourself, like join in with me. And it's on Twitter and people just post pictures and you've like...
Or like fun articles or like videos.
Yeah, and she reminds everyone and like it feels like a real sense of community.
It is so nice.
And there are so many like, the internet is terrible but also pretty magical place.
Yeah, because
like,
I was going to say, probably don't go on social media because I find it upsetting
Twitter is really amazing.
Twitter's good. I think stay off Instagram.
Oh my goodness, there's
go
a guy
Twitter.
Who put a picture up about, he had like 8 followers and he replied to, maybe Emma Freud did a thing about Christmas and he replied and said like, oh, I'm spending it on my own again. And like hundreds of people have replied to him and then he got invited to Christmas. And like, the Twitter is wonderful.
Oh, Twitter is wonderful.
So like, don't be afraid to reach out and tell people that you're by yourself or that you're having a hard time or you know.
No, I think that's absolutely fair.
Come to my house, quite frankly. It's aggressive. My auntie will shout, but otherwise, you know, come round.
It's a hoot. So now, because we're halfway through, we're going to do a live read, which you won't... Normally, we just do it on our own in the studio, but we're going to do it here in front of everyone. And I've written a script that I don't feel like Tess has seen. Have you seen it?
Maybe.
Have you okayed it?
I'm off book already. So
I'm not.
You have a scroll and I'll tell them. I'll just riff.
You just do some riffing.
Here's some of my poems I wrote earlier.
No.
I was just going to say a thing about if this is your first Christmas without somebody, or that you are missing a person, or and that can be a partner and things have broken up, or you know, or you lost a member of your family. Like that can be a really, really tough thing to go through. And so, you know, there's no advice. Like just find whatever thing works for you. Like do your best, do the things that they like doing, like do something totally different, do whatever. And if you quite right.
It's got to sit. Someone has walked out to spend Christmas alone because of our amazing tips.
Not for me.
Oh, that's me. Sorry.
If you have This is very sassy of me.
I can't see, but I trust you. Oh, that looks good. Yeah, thanks for that. That was good.
Stand-up comedian. Also, if you're close to somebody who's lost somebody or is going through something without them, it's really hard, especially like to write Christmas cards and be like, well, what do I do about that person's name now? And I think, just acknowledge it and say like, you know, to whoever, and always thinking about so-and-so, or like, and not forgetting, or like, and
yeah,
or wishing your family, I don't know, nice and ambiguous, like peace and love this Christmas. Because it's hard to be like, Merry Christmas, but like, you know, don't obviously send like a funny card and like Santa's like bum in the chimney.
Yeah.
Like, it's but like, you know, a nice, obviously like people, it's very hard when you don't know what to say to a person, you know, to just like back off and not do anything. But I think just lean in and be like, I'm here and I'm supporting and, you know, and I'm not, let's not pretend that then it's not happened, because that's such a tricky, you know, that's what everyone's instinct is. So just lean in if you are going
lean
through
in
that,
like Sheryl Sandberg.
Why not?
Is that her name?
Yeah.
Right. And now, yes, come on the screen here. So can you read it?
Yeah.
Have you read it before?
I have, yeah.
Okay, I wrote it.
I didn't care for it. No.
Thank you. Right. Okay, so we're going to do a live read for our lovely sponsors, The Economist.
And now we've got a quick word from our lovely sponsors, The Economist.
Woo!
We're giving away a free copy of the magazine to all Nobody Panic listeners if you text PANIC in capitals, very aggressive, PANIC to 78070 or 78070.
Oh, I've never thought of that. Oh God, that's not part of the script. I just have not thought of it. I love The Economist because it's a magazine that makes me look intelligent and actually be more intelligent.
And now Stevie's written here for my line, I'd argue you mean well-informed because you're already very intelligent. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much. Back to The Economist, though.
Yes.
Thank you.
This is just, you know, we always say this, they're like, it's not for the economists. It's not for people studying economy. It's not
about
finance.
Not only.
It's got that in it, but it's not just about finance. It keeps you updated on a huge range of world issues, so you can branch out from your usual social media echo chamber. It is very good.
And it's a good script as well. The current issue as well, I gave it a read before tonight, and it's got the lowdown on the kind of Mueller Russian investigation business.
God, yes.
Which is
genuinely thrilling.
It's also so much to know, and I need it broken down for me.
Yeah.
And also feminism in South Korea, which I had no idea about. Shame on me. Next line.
Amazing, considering you're so clever.
Yes, you're right. You're so right.
Wow.
One more thing I love about The Economist is it keeps you away from staring at your phone screen, which is just something that I really need to stop doing. My eyes are squinting from all of the blue light all the time, and it's nice to have a proper magazine just to read on the tube. And
yes,
that's great.
And also, you know, things like the Mueller investigation and all stuff with Trump, like think how ready you'll be at the Christmas dinner table if, you know, stuff comes up.
You'll know it's coming up and you can just absolutely swerve that.
Yeah, right.
Also just be very well informed.
So go on your phones, text PANIC to 78070, and then Steve is...
Just a bit of banter, just a bit of light-hearted banter. Go on,
then
let's do it. Go on.
And my line is, can I write the next advert?
My line is, no.
And then I say, Stevie for Prime Minister.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Wow.
Seamless. Seamless stuff.
Genuinely wonderful. And there's one in your bag, so read it on the tube. Just looks really sassy.
Really chilled. So the next section is how to survive Christmas boredom. Which is the whole pressure thing, because you're like, I shouldn't be bored. It's the most wonderful time of the year. But sometimes it can be a boring time of the year. So I struggled. I struggled with tips here, Tessa. I did struggle. I've said games, play loads of games. But sometimes games can get a bit. I thought you could I've literally put here, make up a quiz for your family. Which you've said they don't appreciate. So maybe don't.
It's not that they don't, well... It's yeah, they will like it. Just the only successful one, really successful time I made different rounds for different people, so we all had to play together, but one was like name the superhero round, that like only name members from WWE, which like only my 9-year-old cousin knew.
W as in the wrestling?
Yeah, the wrestling. Oh, federation, right. Okay. So like everyone else was like, I got nothing, but he like knew all 10. And then I did like a shorthand thing for my auntie, who like knows shorthand, so like everyone got to use a skill.
Oh, great.
So that was a nice one, but otherwise they've all gone badly. Yeah, make a quiz, make up a game,
bring like, in people's skills.
But also if you're struggling for a present for people, like code names, you know,
is that an actual board game called, yes, Code Names? I've got it and I haven't played.
It's really, it's good. It's
buy Code Names, everybody, and then for Christmas you can play
charades,
it
charades, Who's in the Hat, I mean, give it a go.
Oh, the one that you put oh, there's one you can get on your phone. Oh, I forgot. Yeah, I don't know the name, so it's pointless. Heads Up! That's what it's called! Then you put it on your...
Heads Up are in.
Yeah, Heads Up. Who's sponsoring the evening.
You do this, right?
Yeah, I mean...
Loads of fun.
I should say that it has a thing on it, and then you have to describe it. Not just... You don't just do this at people.
No.
Just, yeah. Because that... Great game, though.
Yes.
Absolutely great game.
Introduce a game. There's a... I don't want to describe it, but... No, I can't. It's too tedious.
No, should she have a go?
No.
Should she have a go?
No. Oh, my goodness. Yes!
Have a go.
Okay. So dumb. It's called Yay or Nay. And you...
already sounds great.
Somebody goes out of the room and you'll think, this sounds like a shit game, but it's fun. Somebody goes out of the room. Everyone else agrees the thing that they have to do. So I like would leave and I would... And then you'd be like, okay, Tessa has to come back in, have a drink of this, and then like literally and take off Stevie's shoe. And then hold it up like it's a trophy. And you'd all be like, she's never... How is she possibly going to get that? But then I come back in.
Oh, so the other person doesn't know that it's a game.
I know it's a game.
I thought you had to come in and like get my shoe off, and I didn't know it was a game. And
no, you know it's a game. I've left the room, but I've taken my shoe off.
Right, thanks.
That's why I was like, don't describe this. So then I come back in, but I know it's a game. I know that all you're allowed to say to me is yay or nay. So I come back in and I like gesture over here, and everyone's like nay, nay, nay. But then I like move my hand round towards the glass, and I'm like yay, yay, yay. Then I pick it up, everyone's like yay, and then I know to drink it, and it sounds insane and also a bit like something swingers would do. Now I describe it.
They wouldn't call it yay or nay,
but
though.
It's a really fun and really stupid silly game. Oh, Lord.
There's adult things just cascading out of Tessa's cloak. No, that does sound like a fun game. Those sort of things are fun. They're kind of very simple. Sort of when you're sober, they sound a bit simple, but then actually when you play them drunk, it's
fun.
And
also they're for everyone.
But also, I read as well, you know, like you get to a stage after Christmas where you're really bored of watching films. You watch all of the Christmas films on Netflix, but have you watched the shit ones? Like a Princess for Christmas.
Yeah. The Princess Switch.
The Princess Switch. That's a good one though, isn't it?
Oh no.
Oh. Okay.
Oh no. It's got Vanessa Hudgens in it. It's the most astonishing body of work I've ever seen.
Watch that!
Because it cost millions and it's insane.
Okay, brilliant.
Vanessa Hudgens plays it's so clearly... Vanessa Hudgens once announced that she could do a British accent. And so she said, could I be something where I do this? And everyone was like, certainly, Vanessa. So she plays one princess from Belgravia, a fictional place covered in snow, and one hip girl from Chicago.
Oh, no.
They're unrelated, yet look identical. And instead of like going to a scientist or something to be like, what's happened here? They're like, we should switch places for 3 days, even though one of us is marrying a stranger. It's insane. But like, I watched it all the way to the end, and I had a good time.
I mean, I think this is a winner. I think you've got to watch all those. It's basically like the end of the list. When you keep scrolling, you're like, oh, what? Festive pony time. Yeah. Like, what is that? Yeah, absolutely.
It was flaming hot garbage.
I also really like The Holiday. Have you seen that?
That's
supposed to be trashy, but I love it.
Oh my God, it's not trashy.
It's the one with Jack Black
in
it.
I've never seen it before. It was so good.
It's really quite heartwarming.
I cried at the end. Like, it's nice.
It's nice. I had a good cry. I loved it. I mean, I've written here, plan a side hustle for 2019, baby. I was clearly had a coffee at that point. But if you want to, I suppose go ahead, but you don't have to.
I just wanted to say there was like a ripple of dissent about the holiday.
Sorry, yes, we're going back to the holiday.
Did people need to share that it wasn't good or that it was good?
Were you R-ing or were you... Was good.
Was good. Okay,
I thought it was like a
boo here from the back.
Not good. Okay, well, I take your opinion.
And it felt like people had another... The people felt like people had a Christmas thing that they needed to share, like a film. Did people have... Okay, understood.
Jingle All the Way. That's with Arnold Schwarzenegger? That's good. That's good. Also... And Sinbad. Oh, Pantos! Did you go to a Panto? Are they on at Christmas? I don't know. Every day except Christmas Day. This is our researcher here. Our Panto researcher. Well, I think we've smashed that. I don't think we have, but I don't have any more. Do you have any more How to Survive Christmas Boredom?
No.
Just suck it up, mate. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's Christmas. if you're listening, fucking come on. Okay, How to Survive Christmas Presents. That suck!
Are you wafting it to me?
Yes, I'm wafting. I've talked too much.
Oh, please. This is a tricky one because I think the thing about receiving a present that isn't nice, especially if it was a bit expensive, is, or if it was indeed, okay. So the thing about receiving a present that isn't nice is you're like, who do you think I am? Like,
yes.
What is this? And it feels so painful to receive it and be like, oh my God, you think I like this? Or you literally don't care what I think. Like, and also, especially if you've seen, like, I remember a friend got in year 9, got from her dad's new girlfriend the free watch that you got at Boots if you spent £5.
Oh, no.
And also, we all knew that that's where the watch was from. So it was like, you know, you really felt like, oh, cool. Good to know my actual value, like,
yes,
when you as a person.
Yes, but I think I think you can't see it. I'm just going to counter. I'm just going to counter you, Tessa, if that's okay. I feel like sometimes people do panic buying presents. We did an episode on it recently, and it's quite stressful.
Oh, definitely.
So I think the first thing about getting a bad present is to be like, don't take it personally.
Yes.
Also, like, they might have just... Sometimes people really try and they just get so wrong.
Yeah,
and you
exactly.
just go... And I've done it as
and
well.
It's hard in that moment to, like...
You have to practice your, like, thing you're going to say. Like, because otherwise you literally just go like... And then that's really obvious and also weird. But if you have like oh, this is great, thanks much. I always go too far and I try and say like a place that I will use it and cherish it. So like, thank you so much. I'll put this in my windowsill.
Yeah.
Like, no, that's not going anywhere. Yeah. Oh, I put this on eBay. Thank you so much. Oh, God.
Just thank you so much for thinking of me.
Yes.
Because that is all it is like someone's given you a thing to be like, here's your thing.
I think a nice thing. Like, that's what
I wrote you on a list. And I went and found something for you.
Yeah, I wanted to give you something.
And I fucked up hard.
Oh!
but like, you know, you just have to sort of, you know, step outside yourself a bit and be like, oh,
yes.
thank you for anything. Like, how lovely.
But then also do put it on eBay.
And then crack it on eBay.
Because it's that, genuinely, you get some sweet, make some sweet bang, as you say. And then also I thought as well, you could like, maybe that's not a phrase you made up. Maybe you've appropriated it from somewhere.
Just to return to my Lord and Saviour, Marie Kondo.
Jesus. I was like, finally,
Jesus.
Again.
But also, what did Jesus preach? Like, love and goodwill and be nice to people. So, like, happy birthday. You know?
Sweet.
Marie Kondo's thing about, like, you hold on to stuff because you're like, ah, somebody gave this me as a gift and I feel so guilty giving away.
Mm.
It's like, you know, that person's totally forgotten. Just, like, let those things go.
Also, you can take them to charity shops between Christmas and New Year. That stops the boredom. It's a nice trip out, isn't it? I'm just clutching at straws with the boredom here.
But that's okay. Don't you know, just... I was going to be like, just don't be bored, Stevie.
Okay, I'm going to try hard.
So
but also, charity shopping presents you don't want is nice, because people often in charity shops just get like the cast-offs. You get a brand new thing. That's nice.
And
someone will really love it.
Get
also, I've put here, try to nip it in the bud by getting your parents to circulate a list or just like ASOS gift cards so you don't get tat. Like, try and nip it in the bud early.
Yes.
So you
ASOS gift card.
ASOS gift card.
HMV.
Out of all of the shops.
Why not?
Woolworths.
Book tokens. Blockbuster. The big names.
Get the brands out. Do you know what I mean? Do you have any more to add?
No, that was it for me on present thing. Just to sort of accept, because we get ourselves... Because obviously, you know, we can do that thing of like, this is where the pressure comes from. It's from somebody who makes... So this fantastic quote the other day about from somebody who studies consumerism. And they said consumerism is the temporary release of good Lord.
No, we're all on board. Come on.
The temporary relief of anxiety from a purchase.
Oh, very much so, yes.
So that's what
we're wearing them now.
And to be honest, it's not even temporary. This is this relief from the anxiety is palpable. Yeah. They're like, we get in our head like, oh, if I just buy this product, then I'll be if I get the right notebook, the right cream, the right hair thing, like that'll make me a better person. If I buy the right present, I'll be able, somebody will like it. People will love me, like, you know, all of this stuff. Like,
yeah.
And so we get so, and we're sold that idea so clearly from, you know,
everything. And that's with Christmas as a whole. Like, if I'm not having the most magical Christmas of all the time, then I'm a failure. Yeah. Like, I obviously can't enjoy Christmas. And so it's just
and
rubbish.
So, like, it's just like being aware of, like, that if you work for a brand, or like if you work for a business, like, people did their Christmas planning in March and they already had everything prepared.
Yes.
And then in August they did their January, you're too fat, let's start moving, you know. So like, that's this calendar.
Yes.
And businesses make enough money in December to like survive for the whole year.
Yes.
So like, it's in their interest to like sell this, like, the perfect if you just get the perfect Christmas. So like, just be aware of where it comes from and be like,
just have a nice Christmas.
Just you having a snack and a Bailey's with some people you like.
Or nobody.
None of the stories or none of the films or none of the stuff is ever about, I mean, literally, Jingle All the Way. Like, it's about this dad trying desperately to find the right present to keep his kid happy.
Yes.
And at the end, the kid just wants his dad. Like, so just give people the...
Your dad. No, I get it. No, just give people you and just have, like,
just
a lovely time
and, like, and wrap people up in, like, you know...
Yeah. No, finish that, please.
Give Arnold Schwarzenegger or whatever, or like, you know, the best thing you can do on Christmas Day is like that from Jingle All the Way.
I think the best
thing you can do is like listen and be like, hey, how are you? Do you want, like, let's.
Yes,
you know.
And also just let's have a fun time.
Let's have a fun time. And I'm going to give you time.
No, like, pressure.
That's the thing I'm going to give you. And I, you know, it pops up on Instagram all the time, but I do love it because I'm a basic. That thing that says, like, it says, like, Christmas to-do list, you know, wrap presents, buy something, spend this, you know, make food. And someone's crossed out the presents, so it says, like, instead of wrap presents, it says, like, wrap people in a hug.
No, it says be present.
Oh.
Jemba. And then it says, like, that's the only one I know. It basically has changed it all, so it's all like, it's not about the gifts, guys.
Oh, is it? But is it be
it's
present,
about your soul.
Wrap people in a hug?
Yes. Someone who wrote it's here.
Who else can help?
Get in a helicopter.
It was something about make food, but then I think they've crossed out food and written time, but you do need food. So.
You do need food. Oh, I would prioritise food over time.
Yeah, it's just like, yes. just go now and give somebody that you love a hug and, you know, be like, Mary, you know.
God, it's so emotional. Mary, you know. That's what she said.
Happy
Hymn Day. But yes, thank you so much for coming. If you're listening, tweet us at Nobody Panic Pod, at Stevie M, the S is a 5, to say Happy Christmas. On Christmas.
At Tessa Coates. Yes, send us a happy Christmas. We'll send it back.
Big thanks to The Economist. I mean, this literally would not have happened without them.
They're
so
amazing.
Big cheer for them, please. They're amazing. And Altitude London. And Tibbetts for the food. And Amy Coates. And for you guys.
From the bottom of our hearts, thank you so much for
thank
coming
you.
In. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started. Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.